Well, look who it is. One of my least annoying neighbors. Finally showing your face around here. I thought maybe something happened to you. I don't know. Not that I need to explain myself. But I haven't seen you around. And I guess I sort of missed you. Just a little bit. Like I said, you're the least annoying neighbor. So, you're kind of tolerable. Kind of cute. You know, in an irritating sort of way. Anyways, why haven't I seen you? Let me guess. You're trying to avoid the other neighbors as well. These are all morons. Complete fools. Just... unlike you. Sort of. Oh, don't get me wrong. You have your moments. Where I just look at you and... you're doing something stupid. In a way, it's sort of cute, though. It's as if you're trying to get my attention. What are you doing? I'm talking to you. And you're over here being rude, just walking by and ignoring me. Do you want to hurt my feelings? No, of course you don't. That would mean you were a jerk or something. And aren't you supposed to be sweet and nice and oh so charming? I'm sorry. I don't think I gave you permission to leave. Oh, you don't think you need my permission? Look around. This is my hallway. So, if I were you, I would take a moment to listen. And why wouldn't you want to listen? I'm wonderful to talk to. I mean, compared to all these morons, I'm great with conversation. Mean. You think I'm being mean? I'm over here complimenting you. Giving you the time to just admire you. And you think I'm being mean? Oh, that's funny. Real funny. Oop. Looks like you're still trying to leave. Do you really want to go? Oh, have to check your mail. That's a lame excuse. But I guess I'll go with you. Because I'm great protection. You don't want to get stalked by any other neighbors. They'll start talking to you and their stupidity might rub off on you. And I don't want to have a crush on somebody stupid. Why don't you use your ears? I said I had a crush on you. Oh, so you did hear me. So what? Their stupidity already rubbed off on you, or? Why wouldn't you think I didn't... Why do you think I wouldn't like you? I'm just confused. I mean, the amount of time I try to talk to you, start a conversation, tell you how cute you are, and how, although you're a little annoying, it's kind of adorable. In a way, I guess. Maybe you are just a little stupid. I guess that's fine. It would be unreasonable of me to assume that everyone would be as smart as I am. So as long as you're not completely stupid, I guess it's fine. So allow me to escort you to the mailbox. Do you think I'm an idiot? You better choose your words carefully. Good answer. I know you don't need my help. You can do this all on your own. But, as I said, I have a crush on you. I just want to make sure you're fine. And if you want to, I guess you can hold my hand for safety. No. I think you mean no thank you. I'm trying to do something nice for you, and you're gonna be rude. There you go again, calling me mean. I'm not mean, I have a peculiar way with words. So, now that you know I like you, because I had to tell you, what do you say we go on a date? Somewhere nice, where we won't run into any morons. I think that sounds like a wonderful idea. is not an answer. But oh, please, take your time. I have all the time in the world. I was being sarcastic. It's a yes or no answer. And the answer should be pretty obvious. I mean, look at me. What's that supposed to mean? So, what? You don't even want to give me a chance, huh? Okay, what if I promise to protect you? Well, not in a weird way or anything, but I've been keeping an eye on you. I know one of your neighbors annoys you. With me around, they won't bother you. For some reason, people don't like to be near me. It's really shocking, honestly. So, what do you say? You go on a date with me, and I make sure no one annoys you. Because believe me, I understand how annoying people can really just get under your skin. You really like to waste your time, huh? I'm sorry, that sounded like a yes. But yes to the date, or... that's what I thought. Now come on, beautiful. Let's go check your mail. Of course I'm still going with you. What if your neighbors are down there? And they're gonna bother you. I would hate for anything to annoy you. That would make me really sad. Ugh. Just hold my hand. To keep you safe, moron. I mean, cutie. And then after you check your mail, let's go on a little walk. Maybe grab something to eat. Or go by the park. The world is our oyster. Or whatever that phrase is. Shh. You don't have to say anything. Unless it's thank you.